The PRO of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Emmanuel Osei Champong, says the church has a core duty to contribute to national development by adding its voice to issues of national interest. This, he noted, informed the church's advice to the Electoral Commission that the proposed creation of the 45 new constituencies is not in the right direction. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Champong asked the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, to apologize to the Presbyterian Church for allegedly saying some religious heads find their voice only when the NDC is in power. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We have a distinctive policy, and in summary, our policy is that agents of the church, to be precise, pastors and catholics and other people holding key positions in the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, are not supposed to engage themselves in active politics. However, the church as a whole continues to contribute in the governance process of the country in the form of advocacy and advice to governments and other parastatal institutions.
For now, why do you think the church is being accused of taking sides?
I think the accused be in the best position, but in reference to the issue at the fore of discussion, we just advise the Electoral Commission, not even political part of this country, to just suspend the creation of the new constituency, citing several reasons. So I think for us, that accounts for the reason why we just advise the Electoral Commission. But as I speak with you now, because we want peace to prevail, which is our core duty as a church and a civil society, we have decided not to engage the political party that accuses us in favor of extinguishing on.
PRO of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Emmanuel Osei Champong. In a sharp rebuttal, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, said there's no need to render an apology to the Presbyterian Church, adding that its comments were not derogatory. He said the NDC government is a democratic one, hence it tolerates divergent views.
You need to be convinced about what is derogatory. What I did say was that leaders of religious sects in this country to maintain a certain moral authority and refuse to enter the arena of controversy that is being engaged by political parties, so that in time of national crisis, they can come with some moral authority and talk to everybody, for everybody to, understand. And so therefore, it is absolutely not correct for leaders of various religious organizations to rush into taking positions without listening to all sides of the issue. And so if this is what I should apologize, let me know. Besides that one, I did also make a point that it is only during NDCs that are in power that religious heads have the freedom to commit of national issues, and we welcome that because it tells you that we are more democratic when we are in government. But we are only urging them that before they comment, they should know what is wrong with this whole system to demand an apology. I have just been given advice, and this advice is not limited to the leaders of the Presbyterian Church. Anytime we meet a Muslim, I repeat this advice.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia. Meanwhile, the immediate past moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, the Reverend Frimpong Mansu, has asked both factions not to concentrate on issues that will create political tension in the country as it approaches the December elections. He said there's nothing wrong if political parties want to educate their supporters, but the church should not be used to disseminate political ideologies.
I have heard the comments that have been made so far within the last few minutes, and there should not be any entrenched position from the side of the church or from the side of the party. I think that issues of this nature must be looked at from an objective point of view as to how best it can contribute to national peace and stability.
Should active campaigning be carried out in the church as we see happening?
I think that if politicians want to sell ideas, they want to educate church members, they want to educate the nation by seeking audience with churches. I don't see anything wrong with that. But the pulpit and all the other places must not be used as a place to disseminate political party ideology.
That was the immediate past moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana talking to Agatha Samoa.